Hello, friends. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Yes, Jim Nance would okay me opening my podcast with his signature phrase, knowing I would reference him and knowing he was a listener of my national show for many years. The Todd Wright Toddcast will talk about week one NFL action as it relates to point spreads in Las Vegas and many states around the country now that have legalized sports wagering. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Jeremy and Colin are one of the two player teams in this coming Monday's Todd Wright Tour 42, sold out at Lake Jovita North in the greater Tampa Bay area. Before we go on our summer break, can't believe I've hosted 42 golf tournaments since 2015. I'm appreciative of all of the players who continue to play and the support of businesses like Brandon Legal Group who keep it going. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service may mean family law. Full service may mean post-judgment. Full service may mean divorce. Full service may mean what your legal need is. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson and would just recommend you get a free consultation by calling 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm. The Todd Wright Tour hosts annually at West Chase Golf Club. It is online at westchasegc.com. It is always a pleasure to work with Jared Atkinson, Daryl Spelich, and come and go at West Chase Golf Club as if I was a member. They do not have, quote, members. This surprises some people. They are not a private golf course. They are not a semi-private golf course. They are a public golf course. However, they do one thing the way I think private or semi-private courses should do it. You can buy in and not pay when you play golf. It's called the Hole-in-One Annual Pass. And one of my Todd Wright Tour team captains recently purchased it. And by paying up front for the year, he comes and goes as he pleases, range balls, or plays golf whenever he wants, based on availability, of course. And he's all paid for the entire year. No, he doesn't pay an additional fee to take a cart. He can bring guests who pay a cart fee, and that's it. It's a good deal. It's the Hole-in-One Annual Pass. If you want to play a lot of golf and you are in the greater West Chase area and can get to West Chase enough where you would use it, I think it's one of the best deals in the area. Go to westchasegc.com. For more information, or you can just reach out to me and I will put you in touch with the general manager of West Chase Golf Club. He is on my speed dial, Jared Atkinson, and he'd love to talk about making you the latest annual pass holder of their hole-in-one deal. One price, and you will never spend a dollar to hit a golf ball for that year at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you want me to put you in touch with West Chase Golf Club, they will host Todd Wright Tour 43 after we take our summer break. More details to come. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, Instagram at ToddWright2121, Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. So Brent Musburger used to do a number of cool things at ESPN while I was there. And one thing he did weekly that was fed to all ESPN radio affiliates was the ESPN Sports Beat. And the beginning went something like this. Hello again, everybody. I'm Brent Musburger, and this is the ESPN Sports Beat. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm inspired to reference that because now that the NFL schedule has been announced, we have week one point spreads on every game in the National Football League to look ahead to. So, indulge me. Play along at home. Let's take a look at the numbers. And we can look at them from various shops, but with respect to my longtime friend Jay Cornegay. We will reference the Superbook lines that I'm getting directly off their Twitter feed, Superbook Sports, on Twitter. They tweeted out on Friday morning, if you had to make one week one bet right now, who are you taking? Well, we might not limit it to one, but here we go. In the order in which the games are played, Thursday night opener, Chiefs hosting Lions. Chiefs are one of the biggest favorites of week one. So for those of you making that case for the Lions, and one of my loyal podcast listeners made the point, maybe the Lions were picked because there's buzz about them and because they might not be as difficult an opponent for the reigning Super Bowl champs as Buffalo was for the Rams last year. The odds makers agree. The Chiefs open as a touchdown favorite against the Lions. So if you are wild for the Lions, you can have a touchdown right now. Moving ahead to Sunday action. Carolina, Atlanta. It's 3. Between two teams that have a lot to prove. And we won't be able to, know a lot about Bryce Young or Bijan Robinson until we get at least that game played. Texans are the biggest underdog of week one. They go to the Ravens. Ravens with an established, albeit erratic, injury-prone quarterback in Lamar Jackson, freshly paid. Ravens are a 9.5-point choice against the Texans. Bengals are the first road favorite on the board, laying 2.5 at Cleveland. I still think the Bengals, Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, and the Bengal defensive coordinator may be most underrated team, quarterback, head coach, coordinator in the NFL. Last time the Bengals got their ass kicked was a Halloween game in Cleveland. They then won every game after that until they lost the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. And I still question whether or not Kansas City should have hosted that game. Should that have been a neutral site game based on the fact that the Bengals didn't get to complete a home game against the Bills for reasons you all know? Let's move on with the early games, week one Sunday. Jacksonville is also a road favorite at Indianapolis, which will also likely start a rookie quarterback in that game, just like the Texans. So we have 3 rookie quarterbacks, all early underdogs. Bryce Young getting 3 at Atlanta. Presumably C.J. Stroud. I'm not ruling out Case Keenum in Houston this year. Have my own reasons on that with how much Case might play. I think Case is the better NFL quarterback. Colts home dog with Richardson at quarterback against the Jaguars. By the way, for those of you that mispronounce the name Jaguars, or you listen to me say Jaguars and you don't understand why I say Jaguars, so I was at Disney again recently this week, annual pass holder, and the Avatar attraction is excellent. I've never watched these movies. I don't need to watch the movie. The attraction is phenomenal. And at one point, there's a, quote, scientist explaining what's going to happen in the attraction and how when you visit this planet in the attraction, you will see various forms of wildlife. One of the forms, he says, are jaguars. And I note how he says the name Jaguars. So for you idiots who continue to call them the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Jaguars, laying 4 at the Colts. Oh, there are the Buccaneers. Getting 6.5 at Minnesota to open the game there. Too bad it's not a playoff game. because the Bucks would probably win it. It's not. It's as far away from a playoff game as you could possibly be. And that's why the Bucks are a 6.5-point underdog. And I would expect that number to go up. Titans getting 3.5 at the Saints. That'll be Carr's debut as quarterback of New Orleans. 49ers at Steelers. So 49ers got to go cross country. Pittsburgh getting 3 at home. I might circle back to that game. Cardinals getting 6 at Washington. Cardinals basically going cross country as well. Who the heck knows who'll start at quarterback in that game for the Cardinals? Probably Colt McCoy. That's to me the beginning of the end of this new head coach for Arizona. I don't expect that's going to work or last very long. Washington laying 6. Green Bay with Jordan Love debuting at quarterback is getting 2.5 on the road at Chicago. Renewal of one of the NFL's greatest longtime rivalries. Las Vegas opens on the road at the Broncos. Broncos laying 3.5 with Sean Payton as their head coach. Vegas with Garoppolo, presumably, as their starting quarterback. Dolphins getting 2.5 going cross country to the Chargers, opening at home, which means the Rams are on the road. We'll get to that. Eagles at Patriots. Patriots plus 5. So biggest home dog. Yeah. Biggest home dog of week 1. No wonder they're doing Tom Brady night that first game. That's what you've become without Tom Brady, New England. You are the biggest home underdog of the opening week of the NFL season. Now, 4 years removed from letting Tom Brady walk away. Patriots getting 5 against the defending NFC champs. Rams are getting 5.5 on the road as they go up the coast to Seattle. Sunday night, by the way, if you haven't figured it out, pretty much every year, the opening Sunday night game is the Dallas Cowboys. The last couple of years, it's been the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. No Tom Brady. We need to find somebody else. So let's play the hits. Cowboys at Giants. Giants are a 3-point home dog against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. And then the Monday night game will be Aaron Rodgers' debut as we go from Sunday Night Football in New York to Monday Night Football in New York against the Buffalo Bills from upstate. And that game is interestingly a pick. Okay. So Superbook Sports says if you had to make one week one bet, who are you taking? All right. I'm going to go with more than one. It's what stands out to me. I like the Chiefs against the Lions. I do like the Bengals against the Browns. I like the Vikings in that spot against a Buccaneer team that will have a few moments here and there, but they're a 5 or 6 win team. Minnesota's still good. They, just like every Minnesota team, we've talked about this in a previous podcast, can't do anything in the postseason. I don't love the Niners as a road favorite week one against Pittsburgh. I don't. I like the Niners, but let's remember, last year week one, they lost to Justin Fields and the Bears in an odd opener. So, yeah, I'd be inclined to take the Steelers in 3 right now. I'd take the Commanders laying less than a touchdown against whatever Arizona is going to roll out. That's the lowest total at 39.5, where it could be Colt McCoy versus Sam Howell as your quarterback matchup. Packers, Bears, I mean, I'd lean Packers. I don't think very much of the Bears. coaching staff, quarterback, etc. And Chargers laying only 2.5 at home, but still there's the Staley factor coming off the big blown lead in a playoff loss at Jacksonville. Not sure what to make of the Eckler situation, whether or not he'll be focused or not. Patriots getting 5 at home against the Eagles. No, if anything, I like the Eagles there. You're asking me about the Cowboys. I had the Cowboys we talked about this last year with the opener against the Buccaneers in terms of where the point spread was. Dak got hurt in that game. That's tough not to go with the Giants getting points at home. Not only a playoff team, but Dable. You have Barkley. You have Jones. Yeah. That's a nice home dog there on a big stage for the Giants, team that won a playoff. Both Dallas and the Giants won playoff games a year ago, and then Bills Jets. So I think for right now, strongest plays are Giants at home getting 3, Steelers at home getting 3, Commanders at home laying 6. Andy Reid's going to have the Chiefs ready to roll. I'd love to see that number drop to 6.5 as it relates to Kansas City, so keep an eye on that. And Cincinnati on the road laying 2.5 against the Browns. So there we are. And I mentioned Minnesota laying less than a touchdown against Tampa Bay. Tell me who you like. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Those are the week one numbers. Now, if only we could jump ahead a few months, do our fantasy football drafts, and be ready to start the season. Because I'm ready to go, and I'm sure some of you are too. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and West Chase Golf Club. You can reach out to me at wright.todd@yahoo.com, toddwrightgolf@yahoo.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, Instagram at toddwright2121, and I am Todd Wright in Tampa on Facebook. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.